Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Norma Sheehan, you're a woman of many talents. Your show that you've had to presumably park as a result of all that's going on was called Heal Your Hole, and it wasn't just filth, but it was selling out across the country. Now that you're not going around the country with it, you said, what am I going to do with myself? And you've gone and done a podcast and it's working out a treat.
Absolutely. I had a studio built when COVID started. I built a studio in the car for voiceovers, and I decided to start my podcast there, Heal Your Hole. They're on Apple, Spotify, and every week is different. One week is itchy hole, another week is moany hole, another week is get up off your hole. Tomorrow's potholes. It's hilarious, actually.
Whether your hole is physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional, we'll heal it together one laugh at a time.
It came out of my comedy show that was touring the country, which is coming back to Waterford in the Theatre Royal in August 14th, and then I'll take it from there. But, you know, we're treading carefully now because you can only get 10 or 20% capacity.
Yes.
The podcasts are all different. They're all fresh, and I interview randomers. I had Linda Gilson on last week for a skinny hole for a few minutes, and I do a job interview tomorrow in Pothole to get a job as a filling potholes. So random stuff, but the stand-up show kind of was based actually on something to do with Ark House. So it was, I did Celebrity Ireland's Fittest Family last year, and I won €10,000 for Ark House. And Donegal O'Callaghan said to me, I fell off the first container, and he said, get up off your hole and get on with it. And I went on then to write a show about, look, just getting up off your hole and getting on with it. And that would have been my mother's theory. She passed away last year, so it was she made us do it for Ark House. And to be fair, Ark House at the moment, I'm spearheading their campaign at the moment to raise €50,000. They're doing, it's called Ark to Ark, so it's a 50-mile mission. So I would just beg anyone from Cork who's ever been helped by Ark House or knows anyone with cancer, just €20 donation, go on, please go on today, corkcancersupport.ie/ark2ark, and you'll see myself and Rob Heffernan there making an eejit of ourselves. And it's just basically put in €20, and then over the next few weeks try and travel 50 miles, you know, on a bike, foot, run, scooter, whatever you want to do.
And the 50 miles refers to the distance between Cork Ark and Bantry and Cork Ark in Cork City.
That's
so I'm calling it the Ark to Ark 50k 50 mile challenge, because I think they're trying to raise 50 grand, aren't they?
No, people are intimidated because they think they have to do it in one day.
Yeah.
You can do it whenever you want. You can do it between now and Christmas. You can do second half a... Sorry. You can do half
second is fine.
Day. The important thing is if you're too busy and you're too lazy and you, if you've any passion for Ark House in Cork and their new building down in Sarsfield, like, just get on their website and give €20. That's all they're asking, and they need to reach a 50 grand target over the next few weeks.
Well, there's been a fierce amount of generosity over this whole period, and I would be surprised if there wasn't in this case too. And there are people who probably put all sorts of good plans in place and maybe have dropped off a little, could do with some extra motivation. Here is a target for you to reach over the course of, is it a week, a month, choose whatever you like, clock up 50 miles, donate €20
like
to
Rob Heffernan will do it in one day. He's the Olympian arse waddler. He's the quick walking.
Yes.
So he's fantastic.
The
rest of us now would take a bit longer.
I don't know, is it his cousin or Stephen Andrews, a friend of mine, and Colm O'Sullivan's buddy as well, is related to Rob, and I saw him posting up Rob's Moscow win in 2013, and it is funny, the walkers arse and the way that it goes and the elbows and they're all out in your life.
He wasn't a bad dancer in Dancing with the Stars either.
Ooh.
He was on that 2 years ago. And the other thing is, if you're out there and you're listening to this and you have cancer or you're caring for someone with cancer, Ark House is still, it's not open, but you can call and make an appointment, and they have online stuff. You can call for therapy, you can do virtual Tai Chis. There is support there, so just pick up the phone and ring them, because that's how they were there for me and my family when we needed them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for telling us, Norma. Much appreciated. Fundraising at corkcancersupport.ie for more info on that Ark to Ark challenge. Nice one. Well done, you. Good on you.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.